It's called the Ontonagon Boulder, a rock of pure copper that reports said was larger than a canoe. Native Americans knew of its existence, and Europeans had to find it. Until then, the newspaper reports of that rock had it growing in size with each edition. We track that rock on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As Carl Larson explains, Native Americans have been using copper from today's Upper Michigan Peninsula as far back as 7,000 years ago. When Europeans arrived, they heard the story and had to check it out.
There was reports that they sent back to Europe saying, you know, there's this copper that's just laying on the ground. I don't know if they knew it was copper at the time.
Stories grew, specifically as something called the Ontonagon Boulder, a huge rock of pure copper.
One of the funny parts about the Ontonagon Boulder was how it grew over time. But in fact, over time, it was getting smaller because people were chipping and taking pieces off there.
But it was large. Some said bigger than a canoe. At least that's what some drawings that reached newspapers described. It turned out to be about 4 feet square and weighed 3,700 pounds. Still quite a copper rock to behold.
I think they were a little disappointed when they found it. That boulder was extracted, so it's no longer in the spot where they found it, and it's at the Smithsonian Museum in storage, I believe, now.
It was purchased from the Chippewa for $150 in 1841 and later removed from the area. Those boulder stories showed the importance of copper here.
That really started the whole industrialized copper mining. It wasn't until the 1840s that industrial scale mining started.
Those workers not only built mines and shipped copper, towns and businesses sprang up to support the industry. Our story continues as we travel the countryside. In Calumet, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.